welcome to A Taste of Torah. Today we do Chumash, the Parsha of Shemini. And it's interesting how on the Jewish calendar we are about to enter the month of Nisan, which is the month of miracles, best known for, of course, the Jewish people leaving Egypt on the 15th day of Nisan. But not as known is what happens exactly 1 year later on the calendar after the Jewish people leave Egypt. Let's recap a little bit. We know that the Jewish people got the Torah 49 days after leaving Egypt. Then 40 days later, they build the golden calf, after which there's a period of atonement. Moshe goes up the mountain numerous times until finally on Yom Kippur, they are totally forgiven for the golden calf. And as a sign of the forgiveness, they are immediately told to build the Mishkan. And for the next couple months, and we had numerous parshas that described all the detail of the construction of the Mishkan, the Jews were busy with that project. Of course, the book of Exodus ends with the completion of the Mishkan. And in the last few Torah portions, we are told about all the offerings that would take place in the sanctuary. At the beginning of this Parsha Shemini, we go to the first day of Nisan, nearly 1 year after the Jewish people left Egypt. This is truly a historic day, one of the most meaningful days of the Jewish people's time in the 40 years of the wilderness. And that is because this is the day the Jewish people saw it worked. What does it mean, it worked? That the fruits of their labor were successful. They saw that the building of the Mishkan was not just a physical construction of a building, but actually a place where the divine would dwell. They saw with their own eyes how there was the cloud of the Shekhinah residing on top of the Mishkan. We can only imagine how excited they were with all of the energy and all of the money and all of the sweat that they put in building the Mishkan, specifically after the sin of the golden calf. Now they see that Hashem is once again living amongst their midst. This happens on the 8th day. There were 7 days where Moshe was doing a tutorial of what the service would look like in the Mishkan. He was showing Aaron, he was showing the other Kohanim what should be done. On the 8th day, Aaron took the reins, and the Parsha begins with the elaborate offerings that Aaron brought on this day, the day in a way that the temple was inaugurated. And at the conclusion of all of these offerings, they see a fire come down from heaven and consume the offerings that they brought. Something that did not happen during the previous 7 days that they did these offerings through Moshe. Now they see the miracle in front of their eyes. The Jews are absolutely excited. They bow down. Aaron blesses the Jewish people and tells them, may it be Hashem's will that you see how the Shekhinah, how the divine presence rests as a result of the work that you did, which is truly the ultimate blessing after building a Mishkan. You should see it work, you should see it successful, and you should see how your particular contribution resulted in Hashem living amongst us in a very vivid way. And is that not the ultimate bracha that we want to see? When we throw ourselves into a mitzvah, we want to be able to see in some way with our eyes the result of that mitzvah, a revelation from above, the effect it has on ourselves, on the world, on another person. Like Aaron, we too want to be blessed that we should see the Shekhinah resting as a result of the mitzvahs that we do. A concluding thought. This parsha is called Shemini, meaning 8th. Because the events of this parsha happen on this 8th day of inauguration of the Mishkan, after the 7 days that Moshe practiced and showed the Kohanim what was done, it was day number 8, Yom Shemini, in which the Shekhinah rested. That is not coincidental, that is for a reason. We know that in Judaism, 7 represents completion of all that which is natural. There are 7 days in the week. The Kabbalists discuss the 7 emotional traits. Even in our world, there are 7 notes in a musical scale. 7 is completion of the natural cycle. What better example than Shabbos, which completes the entire week? 8, on the other hand, is that which is above the natural order of things. There's a good reason why many of the Jewish holidays happen with 8 days, Hanukkah perhaps most famous. There's a reason why circumcision happens for a baby on day number 8, because that is truly a sign that this baby is part of an infinite people that is here in a supernatural way with the ability to affect the world in a supernatural manner. 8 is a number deeply connected with Judaism and our mission in the world. And 8 isn't just a little bit more than 7. 8 introduces a completely different idea. 7 is natural and 8 is supernatural. And yet here we come to a truth in Judaism. Yes, there is the supernatural that occurs, but that happens as a result of us doing everything within our ability. It is after we complete the seven, we do our part, not just a little bit, but fully. We throw ourselves into every detail of a mitzvah. We throw every fiber of our soul involved in that holy work. We do our part. We do the seven. And please God, Hashem responds by rewarding us with the eighth. And the eighth is not reciprocal. The eighth is a completely new dimension. It almost seems like something disconnected from the previous seven. And yet, it only happens as a result of us doing our part. We do the seven. That is the trigger that pushes the button for Hashem to shine in infinite light in our lives. And it's also a reminder for those times in life when we seem overwhelmed. What is asked of us seems too much for us to handle. We know our job is to do our part. Our job is to throw in and invest all of our possible energy into doing that mitzvah, that project, that which is asked of us in the ultimate manner. And please God, we do our part. And then it is up to Hashem to give us the eighth, the revelation from above.